This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. And welcome. You're listening to Auto World. I'm Mark Evans. What a pleasure to be here. Again, this is the show that you can tell me how your auto world's been. Hopefully it's been a good one. I want to say all my prayers are with all of you through the pandemic. And, of course, here in Auto World, sitting back in your favorite chair, you know, masks needed. What a pleasure to take it off in your own home. And hang in there. I know that it's tough times right now with, of course, the word jobs and things that's happening out there. I know we're going now, what is it, stage four? We made the national news here in Boise, Idaho, coming from the Greasy Garage Studio. They did say that our governor has turned the bars and restaurants off again, so you can't go out there anymore. So it's going to be a little bit tougher time now again, but hang in there. And again, we're here for you here at Auto World, all of us that put the show on. And, of course, in the auto world realm of things out there with all the new cars that are coming out, I got to talk a little bit about that when it comes to the new car buying. They're offering some great discounts, of course, and prices. And the thing about that is you got to be careful with that, meaning really what I'm saying is that I'm a firm believer, and I love new cars, but just wait a couple months. Let them come out and then buy them maybe a couple months later, 3 months later. You'll get a better buy on them, truthfully, better buy. Another tip, always buy at the end of the month. It's called a quota. They got to make their quota, so they'll release that car, that truck to you at the end of the month. Here on Auto World, we do a lot of things, of course, here on radio, and we got, of course, the podcast going on, and of course, you can listen to us on GCNLive.com. I appreciate you being with us. At any one point in time, again, you can turn on that .com, GCNLive.com, and tune in. And at the same token, you can reach me at AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Emails on all the time. Let's share one right now with you that came in. And when I say email, that is going all the time. I've had, we've got enough emails here from about 2 weeks ago that I could talk for 3 hours, but I won't because I've got a lot of news, and we've got the Auto World little car fact coming your way, and I want to bring a little bit of information about tires and how to read a sidewall on your tire. Do you know that your tires have a DOT on the side? What is that? Well, we're going to talk and give you that information a little bit later in the show. And, of course, how about the carbon? Carbon build up a little bit in your engine? Well, you really don't know. You can't see it. Well, how many cars have I had come in the shop that, on the tow hook again, back to the tow hook wrecker, that won't start because of carbon? Yes, carbon. Anyway, let's go to the email. Looks like we've got, Jay, he emails us. Well, I got to do another shout out. Awesome. He's listening to us on KZLS AM 1640 in Oklahoma City. Beautiful city. Love it. Hey, thanks for tuning in, folks, and listening and bringing us your car questions. They also are listening to us on KNAH FM 99.7. Thanks again. And Jay, thanks for sending us the email question. He emails me here. He said, he writes, "What a pleasure to have you on the radio, Mark. Thanks for all your help. I've learned so much." Well, thank you, Jay. First off, thank you. Appreciate it. Hopefully I can help you with this email question. He says, "Help. I have a problem with my wife's Trailblazer. It is a 2003 four-wheel drive. We hear a clicking whenever you go over a bump or a turn real quick. If I turn the steering wheel back and forth to jerk it, I hear the clicking every time I jerk the steering wheel. Jerk, jerk, jerk," he says. "So no one seems to be able to find and locate the problem. Mark, help us. Sincerely, Jay." Well, Jay, That's a great question, because clicking noises, we all have noises in our car, and clicking noises are not fun. The thing is the mechanics, the technicians in the shops, just like this question coming to me, we have to communicate. Well, Jay's communicating, and he's telling me this. He's telling me to jerk the steering wheel back and forth. So here's some of the problem, though, with that, Jay, is that in order to hear the noise that you're hearing and to be able to isolate that noise, a doctor, technician, mechanic, basically a doctor of cars, we have to get our ear pretty close to that noise. And in order to get close to the noise, we might be having you drive your car. And this is just another tip. I want you to, and tell your car mechanic, Jay, or your dealership that you've got it to or you've taken it to. You get in, see, if you were here at my greasy garage right now, I'd have you sit in the driver's seat and we'd go for a drive. And first off, I'd be in the passenger front seat. And then I'd listen to the noise. And if I heard the noise in the back, guess where I'm going? I'm going to go sit in the back of your Trailblazer. Yeah, it might look funny. Take photos. Last longer. Anyway, I'll be sitting in the back so I can get closer to the tick. And then I'll have you jerk it back and forth. Now, both of us will probably get sick. Yeah. That first flight in the airplane, you know, you got to have the vomit bag. Do you have any vomit bags, Jay? Anyway, be careful of the jerking there, Jay. You're jerking too much. Anyway, you get jerking that steering wheel back and forth and bouncing over the railroad track so I can hear the click. Once I hear the click, I can tell you exactly what the hay is going on underneath that body, that Trailblazer. Well, I already know what's going on, so I feel real good about this answer, Jay. We're very lucky. We actually have two Trailblazers in our family here, the Evans family in the Boise, Idaho area. So we have actually had that clicking. And what it is your sway bar in the back has got a sway bar. Yeah, sway bar that goes from left to right. And it has these trailing arm links that attach to the end of the sway bar and go up to the body. That causes the body not to roll, to shimmy, you know, left to right. And when those little bitty links, now, the truth's the truth. Those links I'm talking about, Jay, are very small, about the size of your thumb, if not smaller in diameter. Very small. They are a little knuckle on the end, top and bottom. You can't grease them. No grease zirks. So you can't help that click. Well, what happens? What that click is that joint on the top is bad. It's broke loose. And if you don't, and I'm glad you're saying something about your clicking, because if you don't get rid of the click, what ends up happening is that knuckle will break off, and that little link will break off, and then your body will really sway. Your wife will be hollering at you big time when she goes around the corner. That body will feel like it's going to roll on her at a very low speed. That's why the sway bars are on our vehicles, front and back. So just go in, and I'd replace both of them. They're not that much money. You're probably part-wise 18 to 25 bucks each. Labor's not that much. Half hour, and they got both of them replaced. So you're good to go, and that's the best thing to do. Is replace both on the rear. Now you got the same ones on the front. So if you got an extra cash, Jay, go ahead. Replace all four. Why not? They've got so much. They have the whole entire body weight. All the weight of the glass, the doors, all that. Every time you go over a bump or go on a corner, you're really putting a lot of pressure on those knuckles. And so that's why I'm recommending to each and every one of you, the only reason that Jay's got a problem with the Trailblazer is because the Chevy Trailblazer's got really small stabilizer links. Most cars have huge, massive, links. They're almost the size of our wrist. That's the difference. So great email question. That's how you do it. Jay's now a member of Auto World. Didn't cost him a thing. That's how you do it. Here on Auto World, give us a call at 855-660-4261. And again, the email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Now, before we go anywhere else, I'm going to bring you a little Auto World little car fact here after the first break. You'll like this one. It has something to do with the ghost. Yeah. Hopefully you're not, do you believe in ghosts? Yeah? Do you have a ghost in your house? Maybe you have a ghost in the shop, in the garage. You know, I do actually. I think I do have a ghost in my garage, a greasy garage here. We'll find out after the break. Hopefully not. But we're going to bring that little Auto World little car fact. And what about that Bubba Wallace? Congratulations to him. We'll be right back. You're listening to Auto World. I'm Mark Evans. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to see one, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Road 66.
Well, that's a famous, definitely a famous number. Route 66 or Route 66. Huh. Interesting. How do you say it? That's been always a question that I've wondered about. I always call it Route 66. Hey, folks, this is Auto World. Good to have you along. I'm Mark Evans, your host. What a pleasure to be here with you. Here on Auto World, you can reach us at all times. I look forward to your emails. We're going to read another one here in a little bit at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. That's autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Of course, my phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll never ask for your Visa number. I always am here to help. Absolutely. Well, it's time for another shout out, I believe. Yes. Oh yeah, that's a pretty good sized horn. Didn't sound like a Plymouth Roadrunner, but I'm appreciate you driving the studio and blowing that horn. Shout out. Yes, shout out goes out to, we're going to read an email, and this gentleman, Doug, he's actually listening to us in Andover, Massachusetts. Yes, listening to us live on WNNW 102.9 FM. Thanks for listening, folks. In fact, that's where Bob Long is from. Doug writes here on an email, Mark, again, thank you again, Doug. Mark, good to hear you on the radio. Thanks for filling in and helping Bob out. I appreciate it, Doug. Thank you. It's very proud to be here. And Doug says he owns a 2010 Ford F-150 four-wheel drive pickup. It has a noise only when, well, he says, yeah, when he starts it. He's got a 5.4 gas engine in it. It's an XLT, and he says it starts, when he starts it up, it's making a noise only in the morning, a click, click, click sound, and then when he shuts it off, the noise goes away. Okay, so I'm reading that as when he shuts the engine off. It sounds like, to me, when you start a vehicle up first thing in the morning, the motor's cold. And you're going to hear some ticking. Now, a couple things you might have, Doug, an exhaust manifold gasket leak and or even an exhaust manifold crack. And so we can isolate this noise again. Pop your hood, Doug. Make sure that hood's open first thing in the morning before you fire it up. If you can get your better half to start it up for you, your friend, whoever, start it up while you're standing out with the hood open, looking at the engine. Make sure there's still an engine in there, that nobody robbed it overnight. Hope not. Anyway, that 5.4 is a good engine. We're going to share another thing about the 5.4 here in a little bit, too. That, I don't know, Doug, you might have had this problem also, but let's get back to the noise. Now, the noise, if you can get that better half to start it up, hood's open, you're standing in front of the engine, crank it up, fire it up. What you're probably going to hear is that noise over on the passenger side. My educated mechanic technician, Greasy Garage, estimate thought process here is that you more than likely have a cracked exhaust manifold or an exhaust manifold gasket leak over on the passenger side. See, Ford pickups did do that, and I've replaced a ton of them. Now, they're not easy to do. They're not fun to do. I don't recommend you to do it yourself. You can go to an exhaust shop that does mufflers, like Minus, or you might have an independent like we do. We got quite a few independents that just exclusively do exhaust work. And what happens is that exhaust manifold, of course, gets really red. It swells up. It swells the bolts that hold the manifold on. Swells them up. Swells the threads up. The threads change pitch and you can't get the bolts out. Then you break the stud in the head. Now, that's not a fun day in paradise in the auto world time at all, because now, yeah, you got the exhaust manifold out, which, in fact, the frame on the Ford is real close to the exhaust manifold. Sometimes you got to undo the motor mount, jack the motor up just to get the manifold off. So, with all that said, well, sometimes if it's a cracked manifold, Doug, here's a little secret. If you can look and see if you see the crack, you're going to throw it away anyway. Yes, you're going to throw it away anyway. So here's a little tip. Back behind the scenes of the Greasy Garage, when your car and truck is running hot, running normal, that means that exhaust manifold is hot, what ends up happening is if you, at night, and all of you can do this, at night you can go out, start it up, get up to operating temperatures. I'm talking night because it's dark out. Open your hood. What will you see glowing? You'll be seeing the exhaust manifolds glowing. How do you get that exhaust manifold off but quick? Throw water on it. What? Yeah, throw some cold water on it. Get it up to operating temperatures. Uh-huh. Shut the engine off. Get a little bucket of water and just throw some water on it. It crystallizes the cast and breaks it instantly. It's broke anyway. Got a crack. You're going to throw it away anyway. Anyway, that'll crystallize it. And you know what? It'll almost fall off in your hand. Makes it real easy. So a guy then can take PB Blaster. That's a rust lubricant spray on the bolts. You got to wait till it gets cold. Motor gets cold. Overnight sitting, not running it. Spray some PB Blaster on it and come back the next day. Spray the blaster on there for a couple hours and undo the bolts and put in a manifold on it. So it's not that big of a job, but, you know, over doing this repair, being a technician for over 40 years, we've learned a lot of tricks, a lot of tricks. And I'm going to be sharing a lot of those tricks with you here on Auto World at all times. Now, here's something with the 5.4 engine. I don't know, Doug, if you've ever had this problem, but you folks out there that's got the 4.6 Ford V8 and or the 5.4 V8 Ford, well, have your spark plugs ever come loose, come out, and you hear this sound because the spark plug blew out? It's almost a typical thing that happens with 5.4s. Yes, in toolbox number 3 in the Greasy Garage Studio, 24 drawers down in toolbox number 3, you will find a plastic box. That plastic box, folks, is a special tool only for 4.6 Fords and 5.4 Ford engines. And what's it do? It's designed because the spark plug just blew right out of those aluminum heads, and what'd it do to the threads? Who cares about the spark plug? They're only $120 each. Not. No, you can get spark plugs cheaper than that. We hope. But anyway, get a discount. Ask for wholesale price, and you'll get them for $8.99. Anyway, back to the spark plug hole. It's got threads that are now stripped because the plug loosened up. The plug loosens up, and it takes off like a rocket. Probably takes off to Mars, and it probably sees Elon Musk from Tesla up there in his SpaceX. Anyway, spark plug threads, they're no good. So this special tool, what's it designed to do? Oh, yeah. It's designed, it's got to guide the whole bit, because see, you see the spark plug are way, way down in the head. You got to have a guide that holds this tap and die set tool. So what you're doing is you're going to put the guide in, then you're going to drill the hole out bigger than normal. Yeah, right in the head. Why? It's the head is still on the engine. Drill the hole out. Then you're going to retap it. That real long tap that's probably 10 inches long is in this kit, this special tool kit. I retap it, and you're good to go. And then you have an insert. The insert then has got another tool, and it gets set in there, and off you go, and your 5.4 is good to go. Doug, thanks for emailing us here on Auto World. That's how you do it, folks. We're going to take a short break. Word from our sponsors. I'm Mark Evans. We'll be right back.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Worldwide confirmed coronavirus infections have now officially hit the 10 million mark. While concern in the United States is focused on big states like Texas, Arizona, and Florida, reporting thousands of new cases each day, rural states are also starting to see infection surges, including Kansas, where livestock outnumber people. The U.S. handling of the outbreak has drawn concern from abroad. The European Union seems almost certain to bar Americans from traveling to the bloc in the short term as it draws up new travel rules that will be announced this week. The infection surges prompted Vice President Mike Pence to call off campaign events in Florida and Arizona, although he will still travel to those states and to Texas this week to meet with the Republican governors. Johns Hopkins University says the United States, Brazil, Russia, and India currently have the most cases. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I think he thought his exhaust sounded good on that old jalopy stock. Well, it actually did. Wonder if it's a Borla. Maybe a Flowmaster. You guys out there know that word, Flowmaster. Exhaust systems, the mufflers. Oh, yeah. I'd like to know which one you like the best, Flowmaster or Borla. You ever heard of Borla? I got Borla on my little step side. It sounds good. Stainless steel.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let me know right here on Auto World. You're listening to Auto World. My email is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Open 24 hours a day. No mask needed to come in. No cost to come in and say hi. Just say hi. Also, you can reach us here on Auto World. The phone number is 855-660-4261. And the gentleman behind that phone that's going to take your call is Axel Rod Alex. Yeah, ask him how his axles have been floating. I bet they're greasy. Anyway, you know, it's time right now for what happened on this day in history. Well, back in this day in history, folks, remember the Plymouth, the final Plymouth? Yes. Plymouth was introduced in July 1928 as a Chrysler Corporation's entry into the low-cost auto market. It was an immediate success thanks to an affordable trait that allowed Plymouth to carry Chrysler, Dodge, and DeSoto through the Great Depression. By 1931, the brand was number three best-selling car in the United States. They gave Ford, and you know who else, Lewis Chevrolet, a run for his money. Yeah, they did. By the late 1960s, sales started to slip as Plymouths became less and less unique. Yeah, like the K car. Sharing features with other Chrysler products during the muscle car era with an introduction of powerhouses such as the Cuda. Oh, the Cuda's back too, baby. Yeah, how about Roadrunner? Shone light on the division's potential once again. They brought the light, didn't they? Fortunately, the love wouldn't last forever. 70 Plymouth Superbird. That sucker's worth like 300,000 plus. Oh my goodness. The Neon, the Breeze, the Unique. Oh yeah, the Prowler. Well, this air sales rarely exceeded 200,000 units per year, leading to an eternal talks to scrap the brand, and it happened. At the end of 1999, Chrysler made a formal announcement that it would discontinue the Plymouth in the near future. Yes, they held true to their words, and the final Plymouth Prowler, a silver Neon, left the assembly line on this day in 2001. That Plymouth Prowler is a cool car. All aluminum, V6. Unbelievable. Well, right now, let's go to the phone lines, Axel, Rod, Alex, and talk to our caller. Hi, welcome.
Hello.
Hi, welcome to Auto World.
Hi, I've got an issue with my 2013 Nissan Sentra. And every few months, it'll just stop accelerating. I can put the pedal all the way to the floor, and I can see the RPMs jump from idle to plus 500 or so, and then jump right back down, but it never really shifts out of first, to be honest with you. No acceleration at all. If I come to a stop, and then I can start accelerating as normal. So I'm not sure what the issue is. I've been told the transmission's good, fuel pump's good. I don't know where to go from here.
Oh, now is this Tim?
Yes.
Hi, Tim. Hey, thanks for calling. That's a good question. Now, one thing I got to ask, how many have you opened the hood to make sure all the squirrels were still in there? Did the squirrels leave you?
No, the squirrels are still there, and the hamsters are in the wheel, too.
Good. Okay, that's the main thing. Nissan Sentra, have you had this car for quite a while?
I've had it about a year, and it's sent it to me 3 times.
Oh, and so this same symptom that's happening with acceleration has, when you say 3 times, is it did it in the past and somebody fixed something at that time?
No, it's never been fixed. I've had people look at it and say, nope, everything looks good.
Okay. Is the engine light on?
No.
No engine light. Okay. So if I understand, Tim, what you're saying is it'll idle fine, but as soon as you accelerate, you accelerate, it just doesn't accelerate and does not want to go.
Right. I'll be driving along just fine, and then I'll lose acceleration, and I'll put the pedal to the floor. It won't accelerate, but if I come to a complete stop, then I can start to accelerate again. And then the problem disappears.
Okay. Very interesting. So what you're doing is recycling it. You're actually, once you park down, do you turn the engine off? Once you pull over and stop, turn and cycle the engine on and off again and take off? Or?
The first time I did, but the second and third time I didn't.
Okay. And you've had people talk about transmissions might be the problem. Now, here's why I ask why the engine light's on, because, 2013, you do have electronically controlled shift solenoids in the transmission. So has anyone, though, now, even though the engine light's off, you still have codes on the transmission. So has anyone pulled the scan on the transmission codes yet?
Not on transmission codes, no.
Okay, because when you're driving down the road, what you're doing, of course, as you know, that transmission is first, second, third, fourth. And then when you come to a stop, it's shifting down. And one thing that I really do believe it is here is the most simplest thing. I would like to have you do a full – now, you can't do this at the parts store, though. You know, the parts stores do a free engine scan. That's stage one in the main computer. You got to get to stage three. You got to get down to the deep root of that computer on board. So a shop has to do this. And they can pull up the codes on the transmission to find out how the tranny's doing and all everything. I mean, from the front of the tranny to the back of the tranny, it'll tell them everything. It'll also go deep, deep, deep into the computer on the engine. And that's another thing you can do. Even though the engine light is off, I see this a lot. I see this at least twice a week here at the Greasy Garage. We actually see lights off, but when we scan it, oh, look at that. We got a code, which helps, you know, us go to the root of the problem. But here's what I think's going on with your 2013 Nissan Sentra is that sounds like you got a throttle positioning sensor that's out. And what that is,
okay,
is that's a sensor that is actually hooked to the throttle body, and that is hooked to your accelerator pedal. So when what you're doing when you're pushing the go pedal, accelerator pedal, it's actually moving that throttle body sensor, and that's how it reads, and it actually talks to the computer, and talks to the transmission, and it tells the transmission, we're sitting here idling at 1800 RPMs or 1100 RPMs, and then when you hit the go pedal, Tim, and you're doing, you know, 2000 because you're taking off like a jackrabbit at the start, then you're pushing harder, and that TPS is actually telling the trainee, okay, we're at this RPMs, now let's shift up a gear. So even though the engine light is not on, so that's my educated guess, is the TPS is out, is no good. Now, have you taken it to get an engine scan done?
Yes, I have, and I say everything's fine.
Okay,
but
was that it?
But this is at you know, the auto parts store. I didn't take it to a dealership to have them do a scan.
Okay, good. That was my next question, because the parts stores, yes, I do believe in it. They're doing it for free. That's awesome. It helps a lot of people, but you're only in stage one. We need to do a deeper scan, and that's why I want you to find an independent repair shop / the dealer. The Nissan dealer can do it for you, too. They can get – and you know what? In fact, when they do that scan – okay, now here's the thing. The best – part of your $125 that you'll spend, each shop's got a labor rate. They go from 100 plus on up. Then they give you a discount. Get that to a dealership, Tim, and then call us back and let us know what you find. I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you.
You bet. Well, we're going to take a short break. Folks, that's how you do it. Tim is now a member of Auto World. You can be one too at 855-660-4261. I'm Mark Evans. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Watch out. A wild turkey there, old Billy. Billy Gibbons and ZZ Top's a great guy, great band. Those guys have been doing, like Billy says, they've been playing the same three notes for, 35 years, and it works. Well, that's all that matters. That's all that matters. He's got some awesome cars. Really does. Really, really does. They, in fact, they've got a song that I like. It's I'm Nationwide. That almost would work for Auto World. My goodness. Hey, let's do another shout out. It's time. That's right. Tim just called in. I forgot to ask him. My fault, Tim. Sorry about that. With his 2013 Nissan Sentra. Shout out to Corpus Christi, Texas, is I believe where Tim was calling from, listening to us on KEYS 1440 AM. Good to have all of you along, being live, of course. That's what it's all about. I don't have a panic button. If I make any sounds or say something, hey, it's all real, man. That's what it's all about. You're listening to Auto World. Of course, I'm Mark Evans. Been around the automotive repair field, car field, sales field, appraising field, all in the automotive world. That's why this is the Auto World Plaza. Coming from the Greasy Garage Studios. Good to have you along. Of course, you can listen to us at GCNLive.com, Genesis Communications Network. And I want to thank everybody there to make this happen, this Auto World happen for all of us. You can also reach me on my Facebook page. Of course, just my name, Mark Evans. I'm almost friended out there. I mean, they only let you have so many friends. That's fine and dandy. I don't have a problem with that. And of course, TuneIn app. You can go to TuneIn app, look and listen and all that. And of course, I want to get Thomas DuPont on. Thomas DuPont, of course, is from DuPont Registry. He's a great guy, great family, great, DuPont Registry is a great, I don't know if you've ever gone to the bookstore. Go to Barnes & Noble if you still have one in your town. I hope you do. Or you can go .com in it and see if you can't pick up a DuPont Registry. Why? Because they got some awesome cars in there. Why am I bringing him up? Well, he named Auto Rolls the top car podcast. Thanks. Man, what an honor that we're going to bring you a lot of good stuff, and you can listen to us on the podcast any time. So I think it's done and cooked about an hour after the hour. So it means it's quick. Real quick. Well, folks, let's talk about brakes real quick. I want to ask you, noisy brakes, we're talking about that in the first hour a little bit. Noisy brakes, and how come are they pulling left or right? Now, I'm bringing this up because of a Ford van that I've got here at the Greasy Garage. we're going to have to get on it, of course, tomorrow and see what's going on. And he's saying to me, it's pulling to the left, making a little noise and pulling to the left. And the first thing I said to him, looking at him right in his eye, now he's older than I am. Now I've been doing this 40-some years. I'm no young spring chicken, so he's a little bit older, and he's not a spring chicken either. He knows his stuff. And he says, Mark, I said, yeah, it's pulling to the left. And I said, okay, well, you know what that means? Your caliper on the right side on the front is not working. He says, well, that wouldn't cause it to pull to the left. Yes, yes, yes. That means the caliper on the right is not working. That means that all the fluid brake pressure is going to the left front wheel, causing the van to go dive into the river. Oh, keep it out of the river. Keep it on the highway. So here's what's happening. Before I even tear it down, I've seen this happen before. We just go right in. And the neat thing about being in this industry, certified, ASE certified, for many, many years in a lot of different fields, domestic, American, etc. A lot of tools out there in the Greasy Garage studio that fix the cars for each and every one of you each week, Monday through Friday, and, of course, now on Sundays. Well, what's going on? The calipers have to slide on the guide pins, and these guide pins on Fords, the caliper's quite low, quite low. That means you see the wheel and the tire. Well, the caliper is a dual piston caliper, and it's mounted quite low within that circumference of your wheel where the rotor is. Gets a lot of sewage, dirt, dust, water, everything off of the road. And it gets, that pin literally gets contaminated with dirt and water, and it rusts up. So now your caliper can't slide back and forth. It slides when you touch the brake. Your inboard and your outboard pad grab the rotor, but it has to maneuver a little bit in and out as the pads wear. So that's what's happening with this Ford van. It's an E250. It's a pretty good size. That means it's a 3/4 ton. Got some pretty good size weight to it. So what we're going to have to do is take a oxygen acetylene torch, get the rosebud. That's a big, huge rosebud is a tip that blows out tons of heat, and we're going to have to probably heat it up in order to get the caliper off the pin. Once that's done, then we will machine the pin with another Ford special tool, oversize it with a sleeve, new caliper, and it'll slide in and out, and he won't be pulling to the left anymore. So that's just a little bit of break. And hey, by the way, all of you, we're talking to Tim and Doug email and Mike and the folks are emailing. All of you can go at any time at the parts store, get a free engine scan, and I recommend that you pick up a can of brake clean. It's a spray aerosol can. Grab a can of brake clean. Doesn't hurt a thing. And literally take the look through the wheel of your front disc brakes there, the wheel, front rotors, front wheels of your cars. You can see the rotor. Take the can of brake clean that's a whole $2.50 and just give it a good shower. Doesn't hurt a thing. Get that brake dust out of there, and that'll cause and create your brake pads to work better and last longer. That's what it's all about, is the length. Do you really want to spend your money on your car on repair? No. You know, a lot of people on the new car aspect, they tend to say, you know, it costs this much to fix my car. I think I'll just trade it in and go get another new one. And they find that sometimes when I say new one, yeah, you can go get a brand new one. And the new ones also might, brand new, 2020s, might have a little bit of a recall or a problem later. So you never know, but they're fun. They handle better. They actually smell a lot better. Here's an Auto World tip. Before we head out of the Greasy Garage for this hour, you want your car to smell like brand new car? Oh, yeah. Remember that Christmas tree? I bet Axel Rod Alex remembers the green Christmas tree that he's got hanging from his rearview mirror right now. Oh, that stinks. That pine. Well, throw away the Christmas tree, folks. Throw it away. Yeah, you can buy the lemon one. You can buy the strawberry one. Oh, those are horrible. What are you talking about? I want you to go to the automotive upholstery shop where they put upholstery in cars and ask them for their scraps. That's right. I call it table scraps of the upholstery. They're trimming and cutting all the time. Boats, you can go to the boat marine place where they're doing new upholstery on the boats. Yes, you could even go to the couch, and if you have a place in your town that builds couches and sofas, they have leather scraps, cloth scraps. Get them. They'll give them to you for free. We're going to recycle them right here, right now. Get yourself a recycled grocery bag. put the scraps in there. Thank those guys. Give them a salute. Put your right arm up. Salute them and say, thank you. You just now have made my 1994 Chevy Citation smell like a brand new Chevy Corvette. Because you're going to hear, yes, you're going to hear and smell the beautiful sound of the motor revving as you're smelling the leather. Where are you going to put the bag of leather? Keep the bag open with all the leather scraps, cloth scraps. Put it underneath the driver's seat. Well, if you get an electric seat, be careful. You might want to slip it underneath the, well, passenger seat. Put it anywhere it's, you know, you got to have it open. Put it anywhere it's not going to tangle up in the electric motor. Anywhere. Small little bag. And you know what? You're going to smell brand new car leather. The best part of all that, those scraps from the upholstery shop, they're going to absorb all the dirty French fries that you put in there. Yeah, McDonald's and Burger King. It's going to absorb all of it. So you'll be going back. So you might just become a friend with the upholstery shop. Little tip that I've done for many, many years in my cars. People always ask me, Mark, you're a greasy mechanic. How come your cars smell like brand new? Because of the leather trick, the leather scrap trick. Yes. Hey, did you see where a little news before we head out the door? Did you see where Elon Musk of Tesla just got a $700 million pay bonus? Because, yes, he did do what he said he was going to do, and he sold more Teslas. Oh, yeah. It's friggin' awesome, isn't it? Electric. Well, next hour, we're going to actually take you down the road to the little Auto World car fact. It has something to do with a ghost. And, of course, I have a new sponsor already. Got a new sponsor that we're going to read. I'm going to read it live. I'm not going to pull any strings. It's going to be live. So listen up for that. It's good to have you along. Definitely. And also, in 2 weeks, Stingray is going to be with us. He's a gentleman, a young fella that is literally the guy that started racing, a boy that has turned into a man. Talked to his mom the other day, and she says, yep, we're good to go, Mark, for an interview. So we're going to do it. It'll be fun. So stay tuned for that. But before we head out, I want to thank everybody. Axel Grease, Alex, General Motor George, Audi Adam, Lugnut Lee, Program Director and Marketing Manager, of course, T-Bird Ted, Founder and CEO of GCN, my makeup artist, Lying Lucy, my personal chauffeur, slide him in and slide him out. Folks, drive safe, and most of all, make sure your seat cushion is nice and warm. I'm Mark Evans.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.